We're just playing G7 mm-hmm. in a swing. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. Like that is a very common. Mm-hmm. Like you have
just
to learn
that shape.
And so you're gonna start on string 3, fret 5.
Mm-hmm.
Next string.
Ah, 3. Oh, 3.
Mm-hmm. And you're gonna bend that note. Mm-hmm. Again, these are gonna be a lot easier with electric. That's the Chuck Berry thing.
Oh.
Finger, I'm not, for the purposes of the audio, I'm gonna just say string 2, fret 3, string 1, fret 3. You know, so. That's the lick I guess I'm gonna teach you because it's very easy and useful and fun. So you got that part. And that's string 2 frets. Well, just the notes of a minor pentatonic. You should know your scales. So. Oh. Same notes as in the pentatonic. So fret 6. Oh. I forgot the lick already. Alright, so. Good, so that's the first part.
Yep.
And then I'm gonna switch the note order and play the second string fret 6 again. This note. So. Good, again. Yeah. So let me remember the rest. So I think that's what it is. After I went to, and I will write this out actually, I went to string 3, fret 5. So those two notes go back and forth, like that. Yeah, so it goes. Yep. You play it right. No, you play it right. Yep. And then watch. We're almost done. You're gonna bend. And then finish it off. String 4, fret 5.
Okay.
I'm gonna write this out for
okay, yeah, okay.
The whole thing really slow. You know, and I can write that out. So, but let's. So, instead of hitting that note twice, just do a pull off. Alright, so. Okay. Yep, up to that point. Yep.
Ah, wait,
you did it right.
Okay.
Alright, I'm gonna stop this for a second. Another way to do it. There are plenty of licks books out there. And one of them I like is called Blues That You Can Use. I have the book here. So you might, if you're into learning licks. And learning tab licks out of books can be tough. Especially if the book doesn't come with a CD. But also there's a couple things going on. Learning licks, it incorporates techniques that you may or may not have be familiar with. So licks can be difficult. So I usually teach the techniques separately. Like in this lick we have a
hammer on,
we have a pull off, we have a string bending. Mm-hmm. And the notes out of order. We have all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And sometimes licks can be super hard just because you haven't learned the underlying technique and the person teaching you the lick is assuming that you know it.
Right.
So that, you gotta be careful. So I wrote it out in tablature. The first thing that you see is it's third string fret 5, and then in parentheses you're bending to 7, meaning that if you're playing the 7th note 3rd string, that's the sound you're gonna bend to if you can. On acoustic, you're not going to be able to, but on electric, you will.
Uh-huh.
And then, yep, so that's that part. And then I wrote a P, from 6 to 3, I wrote a P, which means pull off.
Three?
Yep. And then here, I wrote bend up to 7 and then back down again. The other bend is just a bend up and you don't come back down. Yeah. You got it. Nice job.
Okay.
Let me just play it in time. I mean, 3, 4. Whatever, right? And there's thousands of them. You can make them up all day. You know? But it's handy in the E shape. Obviously, practice it in different keys.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And practice it slow and fast and whatever. Actually, I should make 2 5s at the end here.
Mm-hmm.